Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Well, 12 months ago, Matty Kamani celebrated the biggest win of his career in the Pakenham Cup, and he's looking to go back-to-back with Credence. It looks a really nice race for Credence, who's been freshened up since a good run in the Queen Elizabeth. Good morning, Matty. How are you?
Good, thanks, Michael.
This has been a target race, has it, towards the back end of the spring with Credence, who's performed really well throughout the early stages of the carnival?
Yeah, he's been very consistent, I think, hasn't he? You know, it's been quite a long prep. He had a little bit of a freshen up over the winter. He spaced his races out nicely. He sort of thrives on that, and he's looking better than ever physically, and I think hopefully this is the right sort of race for him.
Well, if you look at his last three runs, he's finished two lengths behind Persan and Abar Cummings. He's finished 2.5 lengths behind them in the Geelong Cup and 3.5 lengths behind True Self and Pondus in the Queen Elizabeth. It's form that reads pretty well for a Pakenham Cup.
Yeah, I think so. You know, and this was the hope that at the tail end of the spring or after the spring finishes on Ballarat Cup Day, this is into summer now and slightly easier races. That said, it's a valuable race, and I think it'd be silly to go in there thinking it's a really easy one. I think there's a couple of sort of promising progressive horses in there that could be improving and could give us a bit of a run. But I think he's the right horse for the race. It's the right distance for the stage in his prep. We put the blinkers on just to change things up a little bit. I'm not sure that'll make a huge amount of difference, but it could just give him a slightly different feel and spark him up a bit and hopefully mean that he can be forward in the run.
You're becoming a blinkers man now, Matty.
I'm a bit negative on them, to be honest. I don't think they make a huge amount of difference. And sometimes when they do, all the credit goes to the blinkers. Like One More Try, for example, at the weekend, she won for the blinkers. But really, if you look at her form, she should have won that race on Saturday by a bit further, really. So I'm not sure necessarily that it was the blinkers that made the difference, but they certainly get the credit.
He's been so consistent, Credence, since joining your stable. Is he in that vein of form, do you believe? Is he ready to peak on Saturday after what's been a pretty long campaign?
Yeah, I think so. He certainly looks very well, and he's very, very fit. You know, the deeper we get into the prep, the less flashy his gallops are. You know, in the early stages, he had plenty of speed and was sort of keen and excitable. Now he sort of does it in a more professional manner, sort of stays on in his gallops. But we've seen him like that ever since we've gone up to this sort of distance. So I'm not worried at all, and I think he's in great shape, and I think he can put in a really good performance. You know, staying consistent to his recent form.
Who's the up and coming star that you think will be the horse that'll take you to the next level after Hit the Shot was sold to Hong Kong? Have you got another up and coming one to follow?
Well, I think Quay Quay is definitely one that we should keep a close eye on. I think he'll go really well next prep. He's just come in to do a little bit of pre-training now and start to gear up to an autumn campaign. I think he's promising, and I think he'll really improve for more time. We've got some really nice babies coming through. I haven't got anything that early this year. Usually we have some that have run in maybe the Magic Millions Clockwise Classic and have been up and ready to go, but this year we haven't got those sort of precocious types, which will mean that hopefully the back end of this year or the end of their 2-year-old year, we'll see a few hit the track. And I think there's some really nicely bred, good quality horses there that will come through.
You had a couple of nice ones ended outside of Credence on Saturday. Who do you think's your best hope on the weekend?
I think Credence will run a big race. I think he's the one. We've got a couple of others that are heading that way. Whether they get in or not, I'm not sure yet. But horses like Regal Roster, who's in good form. She was going to run today, but she was scratched because of the wide gate. I think she can put in a good performance in a much tougher grade, but carrying a lightweight. Horse like DeRose is very consistent, coming off the back of a really good win. Again, up in grade a bit, but he's going well. Got Furioso coming out again, either at the Valley on Friday night or Sunday at Werribee. Haven't quite decided yet. And a filly called Deserved, who's been running very well, goes to the Valley again, and we'll see. I mean, they're all sort of horses in good form and running well. And we've got some horses coming back from a long break or having their first run over the next couple of days as well, like Hendrika today, who I think is a lovely, lovely mare. Had a few foot problems, but hopefully she's back today, and we've got Jamie Carr on board. And a really nice, Sprint Tycoon filly that's had a bit of bad luck and having her debut as a four-year-old tomorrow at Kyneton. So I think some really interesting, promising types over the next few days.
All right, we'll keep an eye out for that. Is that Tycoon Beck tomorrow?
Tycoon Beck, exactly. Right? Named after, well, yeah. Chris Judd's in the ownership and it's named after his wife. So the pressure's on.
It certainly is. give us your best today then. Is it Hendrika? Because you've also got Tarn's Prince and they're both ridden by Jamie Carr.
Yeah, I think Tarn's Prince is the one I'm feeling more confident about because he's absolutely flying at home at the moment. But he does probably want a little bit further than 1,800. I'm hoping, though, he can just show enough brilliance today to be really competitive. Hendrika is one that's got huge potential. Lovely, lovely horse. Again, probably wants a little bit further. I think probably to pick between them, I think probably Tarn's Prince is the better one today just because he's in good form. He's had a run and so we know a little bit more about him, whereas Hendrika is still very inexperienced and immature and had a few issues. So I think Tarn's Prince would be the one I'd be following, but looking for a big run from Hendrika as well.
Well, Matty, good luck today and over the next few days, culminating with Credence in the Pakenham Cup.
Thanks a lot, Michael.